All the incumbents seeking re-election to the Boston City Council held onto their seats in yesterday's elections. It was a close call in District Number 2, where fewer than 100 votes decided the outcome. In the end, though, incumbent Bill Linehan of South Boston defeated Chinatown resident Suzanne Lee. The Boston election headliner was the race for the four at-large City Council seats. Here's WBUR's Dolores Handy with that story.
Ayanna Pressley surprised everyone, even herself, by being the top vote-getter in the at-large race.
Stunned, humbled, overwhelmed.
Pressley, who's a former aide to Senator John Kerry, sees her re-election victory as a validation of her agenda.
Senator Kerry taught me that when it's right to keep it right and when it's wrong to make it right, that's the role of government. And the fact that I have another opportunity to continue to do just that is awesome.
Pressley summarizes her work as eradicating poverty and ending cycles of violence. Her victory defied the speculation that she was the most vulnerable candidate for the at-large race.
Well, you know, the last thing you want to do is take somebody that everybody likes and then tell all those people that this person is vulnerable and in danger.
State Representative Carlos Henriquez was among Pressley supporters at her campaign headquarters near the Ashmont T station. He says Pressley was never vulnerable.
But that underdog cry and that rally got everybody to the table, got everybody in the streets knocking doors and reaching out to friends, and it translated into her topping the ticket.
The winning ticket also included Felix Arroyo in second place, followed by John Connolly, who partnered with Pressley on the campaign trail. The fourth place slot went to City Council President Stephen Murphy, who barely beat former at-large councilor Michael Flaherty. Flaherty says he was up against a slate of incumbents backed by Mayor Thomas Menino.
Then there was partnerships within the slate, and there were teams within that, so plots and subplots. At the end of the day, you know, I stand on my own.
Flaherty says he'll continue to push for the City Council to stand on its own, too. The only new face on the council will be from the only open seat in the election, District 3. That's where former city worker Frank Baker defeated John O'Toole, the candidate backed by Mayor Menino. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.